If this is a bad time, no, you're lucky he's here. Usually he goes off with a girlfriend and I don't even see him. His curfew's 8:30, but he doesn't care. He just goes off. His probation officer knows all about it. I guess I can tell you that, can't I? He's got a probation officer. I don't know what to do with him. I don't know what to tell anyone anymore, you know. DYS had him for a while, then they sent him back. I moved here from Quincy so he wouldn't be around his friends who were no good. So I came here 'cause I thought it would help him, you know. You ever try to find a Section 8 apartment in this town? Pfft. Me? I don't care where I live. It doesn't matter to me. So you know what? You know what he says to me now, after I do all this for him? He says, oh, you've changed, Ma. Now you move to Newton, you think you're fancy. You wear your fancy glasses, your fancy clothes, you think you're like these Newton people. You know why I wear these glasses? She picked up a pair of glasses from a table beside the armrest. 'Cause I can't see. Only now he's got me so crazy I don't even wear them in my own house. I wore these same glasses in Quincy and he didn't say a thing. It's like no matter what I do for him, it's never enough. It's not easy being a mother, I ventured. Oh, well, he says he doesn't want me to be his mother anymore. He says that all the time. You know why? I think it's because I'm overweight. It's because I'm not attractive. I don't have a skinny body like Kristen, and I don't go to the gym and I don't have nice hair. I can't help it. This is what I am. I'm still his mother. You know what he calls me when he gets mad? He calls me a fat shit. Imagine saying something like that to your mother, calling her a fat shit. I do everything for this kid, everything. Does he ever thank me? Does he ever say, oh, I love you, Ma, thank you? No. He just tells me, I need money. He asks me for money, and I tell him, I don't have any money to give you, Maddie. And he says, come on, Ma, not even a couple of bucks. And I tell him, I need that money to buy him all these things he likes, like this Celtics jacket he had to have for 150 bucks. And like a fool, I go and buy it for him just to make him happy. The bedroom door opened and Matt McGrath came out, barefoot, wearing only Adidas gym shorts and a t-shirt. Ma, give it a rest, would you? You're freaking the guy out. The police reports in Leonard Patz's Indecent A&B case described the victim as 14 years old, but Matt McGrath seemed a few years older than that. He was handsome, square-jawed, with a slouchy, wised-up manner. The girlfriend, Kristen, followed him out of the bedroom door. She was not as pretty as Matt. She had a thin face, small mouth, freckles, flat chest. She wore a wide-necked shirt that hung off one side, exposing a milky shoulder and a vampy lavender bra strap. I knew instantly that this boy did not care about her. He would break her heart, probably very soon. I felt sorry for her before she even got all the way out of the bedroom door. She looked about 13 or 14. How many men would break her heart before she was through?